up, party people? Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined by everybody. Drunkard STL is here. Napier is here.
Yo.
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
It's me.
Phone number to call the show, 309-740-1430. Or WFO Dicks on Skype. We have a jam-packed show for you this evening.
Podcast month.
It's podcast month. We did have
still?
A...
Still? Is it still?
It is. It seems like it's going on for a really long time, doesn't it?
Almost a whole month.
We had a second guest, but they... What did they say? They got high on mushrooms at Joshua Tree?
Yep, went out to Joshua Tree and got too high on mushrooms to call in at the right time.
However, we are joined by the host of the Rocktown podcast, Mr. Brian Kranz. Brian.
Oh, hello. It's a pleasure to have you here, Brian Kranz.
Oh, hello, Travis Hulse.
Longtime friend of Travis, so hopefully we can get some secret intimate story. You know, I realized the other day.
I don't know. Travis has no shame. He'll tell you anything.
So, yeah, but the thing is, you don't know the right questions to ask.
Right.
That's the problem. Don't know the right questions to ask. Somebody was asking me questions about Travis the other day, and I didn't have no answers for him. I don't know Travis. I don't know who this maniac is.
Who the hell was asking questions about me?
People were asking me stuff about like your past, and I was like,
you're
asking me like I should know something. I don't know nothing.
Yeah, I'm
I just
Denzel.
Let anybody join the show. You want to be a
I'm
host
like
of the show? Give
Denzel
me a call.
From Man on Fire, where there you don't really get too much backstory, buddy.
There is a fellow named Travis. He is on the show. Where he came from, nobody knows.
A vagina?
Hopefully.
Maybe before that, a ball sack?
Travis emerged from a vagina. We do know that.
Immaculate conception.
What happened after that is really a blur up until recently. We have about the last almost a year now. We got pretty much all of that.
Yeah. Well, not really, like Mondays at this time.
We know he lives in Wisconsin where it's cold.
Do we, Drunk?
That's true. We do not
do actually. Do we really know that?
As far as
he
I
does
know,
have a lot of Wisconsin stories, though.
Well, stories of Wisconsin.
If he said they were North Dakota stories, I mean,
I'd be none the wiser, yeah. Right?
I don't think the accent would come through as much if I was from North Dakota.
Dakota?
Yeah, the Dakota.
So, I mean, I have just a laundry list of things. And
go.
I know that the Brian Williams thing's been done to death at this point, but I saved it for a week because Brian, in that field...
In the know?
So I thought he would be, like, a good person to have that conversation with, right?
I'm nervous, but yeah.
I mean,
we're both journalist Brian, so, I mean, whatever you got, throw at me.
Journalist Brian! See, now, these are my thoughts on Brian Williams. If no one knows what's going on with the Brian Williams, apparently, long, long time ago, in the 90s, he was in the Iraq, right? And he's on a helicopter, and another helicopter got shot at, so all the helicopters landed. Do I have it right so far?
Yeah,
I think
how the story goes.
But as time went on, the story kind of shifted to where he's telling people now, dude, my helicopter got shot at, and I had to land. An emergency landing, you know, because we took fire. And so people are pretty mad because this fella reads the news. But here's my thoughts, and I want you guys to tell me I'm wrong. I think if you go to Iraq, you go to the Iraq, and you do that, you're allowed, like, two bullshit stories.
Not if you're a news person, though.
He reads the news. He didn't read it on the... He didn't tell the story on the news. He told the story on David Letterman. He makes shit up on David Letterman.
He's told it on the news, too.
And Jennifer Lawrence said a couple weeks ago that she crapped her pants on David Letterman. You think she really crapped her pants? Jennifer Lawrence doesn't crap her pants.
I believe that.
People make up all kinds of stuff. Especially if you go to Iraq.
I'm pretty sure consistently all of our major news outlets are making shit up all the time.
Right.
So I don't think this one indiscretion is something that should be punishable by a 6 month leave of absence.
Keep in mind, NBC employs Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
You know?
The king of making shit up.
I mean, Al Sharpton was an FBI informant, and he said all those Duke guys raped that broad. And he don't pay his taxes.
Yeah, but
pay your taxes, Al.
Reporter.
Right, Nancy Grace is a thing.
Is she on NBC?
No, she's on some bullshit network now.
Oh. But, I mean, are you really mad at Brian Williams? I mean, really?
I don't give a shit.
So let me ask you a question real quick.
Okay.
So the guy that was the first-hand reporter for the parting of the Red Sea, okay? So he was over there, and he was hanging out, and they had to cross that water. And as time went on, you know, it went from they jumped on a boat, everybody got on a boat, took their time to go across, took a while. But this guy, after time went on, he claims that some dude just waved his magic wand, and all of the water went to the side. Well, then they wrote a book about it, and then thousands of years later, people don't even question that. So Brian Williams getting shot at in Iraq in a helicopter, is that really a big deal?
That news report will be something that we look back at and say, oh my God, that Brian Williams is a fucking hero. I mean, the fellow reads the news. I think you go to Iraq, you're allowed two bullshit stories. Mine would be that I slapped a cobra in the face. And
was the cobra attacking you, or did you do it? The
cobra was in my bed. I pulled back the bed sheets to get in bed, and there was a cobra there, right? I just slapped him in the fucking face, told him to get out of my bed, right?
Are they indigenous to that part of the world?
Don't know.
Doesn't matter, Travis.
No, I guess not.
I mean, for the sake of this story, does it really matter? Is anybody going to go Googling my cobra story?
If you're telling it on Letterman and on the nightly news, they might.
If you're like, hey, I'm a famous reporter, and these are the true facts, and now I'm just casually sitting on the couch telling you a story, then, yeah, people might go a-Googling.
See, I think with some clever language, I mean, he could have told that story, and it still been okay. I mean, like, you know, it was his helicopter, you know, put down on the ground because people were firing at helicopters? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there was people shooting at helicopters, and that's why their helicopter landed. He didn't shoot at his helicopter, but, I mean, you could have cleverly worded that to where people might infer that your helicopter was shot.
Like, I was a part of the group. Our helicopter had to come down.
I mean, still a scary story. Guy's not a soldier. Guy's just fell out there, you know, on camera telling people. Why you got to be there, really? You just green screen it. We have that technology now. You mean CGI Iraq stuff.
No, you don't get the clout if you just green screen it. You got to be
there. Nobody will know. I mean, they did it with the moon landing.
Well, that's true. Guess
but the embellishment, though, is where he's like, I was on that helicopter. That was him trying to go from a journalist to a soldier. He wanted to be like, I was really, really in there. And I think that's the part that hurts him the most, is because he just told the bigger version of the story for no reason other than just to sound cooler. And that's kind of lame.
It is kind of lame. You know what? Brian Williams, big lame-o.
Well, I mean, Brian Williams is never cool. I mean, as much as Brian Williams wants to be cool, he goes on, you know, the Jimmy Fallon and slow jams the news and stuff. Dude's kind of a square, which is what I want in the news guys. I don't want cool news guys. I want lame-os telling me what happened.
Like Dan Rather.
Like that gal that was interviewing Kanye West after the Grammys, and, you know, she was like trying, you know, I was talking to you earlier. No, you weren't. Shut up.
I'm trying to get, as a reporter, should I try to be lamer or should I try to be cooler?
Absolutely. You don't want to be a cool reporter.
No, because if you're going to try to be a cool reporter, you belong on, like, Entertainment Tonight or some shit, or Hollywood Inside.
Oh, Mario Lopez.
Yeah, or what is that other Mario guy? Lopez. Billy Baldwin? Billy something?
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush, Billy Bush.
He got the long blonde hair. Kind of looks like a girly fella.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't like him very much.
Nope, because he's trying to be cool.
And you know what? I think he bullshits. I think he makes up all kinds of stuff.
Is he a journalist or a journalist?
Yeah, I think he's
Is there a distinction?
He's a hype man.
Like, is Bill O'Reilly a journalist? Or is Bill O'Reilly a talk show host?
No, he's a talk show host.
Well, how do you decide what's what?
Editorializing.
Yeah. When you go on and then you just give your opinion about things, you're not a journalist. Journalists report what happened. They don't offer their views or give suggestions to folks.
Yeah, if you go on your radio show and say Michelle Obama slept with Hitler because she's trying to change the school lunch menu, you're not a reporter.
Wait, what? Why would Hitler have anything to do with changing the school lunch menu?
He was a vegetarian.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that puts him in a whole different light with me.
Really?
Now I know why I was so angry.
Just one of the other very endearing qualities of Hitler.
Well, it makes for a good bumper sticker. Hitler was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Hitler was also a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's a great bumper sticker. I'd buy one of those.
Well, think about it. He was like the ultimate hipster then. Like, he was a vegetarian.
Sweet stash.
Sweet stash.
The ironic military uniform.
Right, he wrote like a memoir a little bit early in his life.
Pose.
You know, he wasn't too old enough really to be writing that memoir.
Did I tease yet?
Ugly girlfriend.
Did I tease yet? What's coming up on the show?
Nope.
No, you just said you had a laundry list.
You got right into it. Right into your list of laundry.
Do you guys know what we're doing tonight?
What are we doing?
We're talking to each other, and we're hyping podcast month and happiness.
Brian, you are in for a treat, buddy, because tonight
I always am.
We are going to be putting things in Drunk's mouth.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ow, ow.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I almost forgot, Drunk,
yep,
to find the What's in Drunk's Mouth theme song.
Oh, we have one?
Oh, yeah. We have one, buddy.
Did you just create it?
No, we've played it before.
Don't remember.
It doesn't shock me. Does it shock you? Why don't you remember?
Why are you smiling about Drunk not remembering something we did 5 months ago?
Guys, I saw one of the top news stories on one of them websites that has the news stories that I was frantically going through to find some things because it's a light week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Last week we talked about the plus size model that was in Sports Illustrated.
Ugh,
well, apparently,
stop talking about her.
I know she's gross, right?
Does she have stretch marks on her inner thigh?
No, she doesn't.
Oh
no, it's smooth and tan.
Ugh. I know it's gross.
C-section scar?
Oh, she got a C-section scar?
No. She looks like she might have eaten a cheeseburger at some point.
Oh,
maybe once.
Gross.
Yeah, 13 years ago.
Fucking. Monster. But anyway, the groundbreaking continues because apparently at Fashion Week, there's little people models. And it's the first time that's ever happened. There's little people walking the runway.
Like a midget?
Midgets?
Midget model?
No, the little people. You can't say midget.
So
you might not be able to say midget, but I, Fred, can say midget.
They're little people, right? Let me ask you a question. Where do little people shop? Do they wear kid clothes? Like, do they have to sort through and find the shirts?
I'm sure they get it custom made online.
I could almost guarantee you that there is a online shop for little people.
Online specialty stores?
Playschool.com.
I imagine it'd be hard to find like a shirt without a choo-choo train on it.
Mike, you always ask these questions. They're always so Googleable.
SpongeBob.
I mean, I know they got the Lane Bryant for the big ladies, but they don't have like little people stores for like adult little clothes, right?
Kids R Us.
You get the Dora the Explorer pajamas with the fees,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Kids R Us.
But they get kind of fat, so then they get right. They get kind of chubby looking.
No, there's fat little kids. I mean.
Like thunder thigh midgets?
Oh, mystature.com.
Yep, mystature.com. I just saw
apparel for persons with dwarfism.
KathyDWoods.com. Redefining style for adult little people.
You can get soccer jerseys and
I'll
everything.
I'll be damned. Do you think there's more midgets than there was? Like,
I think the midget population is
increasing?
It's like autism. I think there's more born small.
It's like autism? Why is it like autism? Explain why it's like autism.
Because there are more cases of autism that keep popping
up. That's a made-up thing, though. I mean, midgets are a real thing.
That's not... Like, there is more autism.
Yeah, no, there are more cases of autism.
Yeah, much more.
Yeah, they reclassified it to include a whole bunch of stuff. So remember that kid that was in your grade school class that was kind of off?
He was off then. Now he has autism.
Now he has autism.
So it's probably the same amount of people with autism. But, I mean, you got a midget. You know
Wait,
you got a midget.
Off and autism?
What happened?
Off and autism.
Off. Fucking awful. Mike, remember what we said about repeating jokes so you can hear them?
Oh, yeah, we just talked about that.
During the show.
Yeah, you just gotta assume that Napier had better delivery, so I'm fine with that.
And I'm gonna cut out that Brian said it.
Yeah,
and just let Napier do it. But and then you have to cut out all of this too.
The little people, right? they
yeah,
got
right.
They got their own.
They got the online shopping to buy their clothes.
They have three reality shows.
Yep.
What do people with autism wear?
They got the autism speak shirt.
Do they have a
ribbon? Puzzle piece?
Like, what color is their ribbons?
They got this like multicolored like puzzle piece.
Oh, they got puzzle piece ribbon?
Yeah.
That's cheating. I guess ran out of colors, so now you got to put designs in the ribbons.
They just wear Pikachu shirts, I think.
Like with the red and the white with the circle in the middle.
Okay.
Right? The Pikachu. Oh no, you're. So I'm thinking it's the Pokemon with the ball. Yeah. You're talking about the Pikachu,
the ball,
yellow fella.
Or it's maybe like Nintendo T-shirts.
Is autism and Nintendo,
there you go,
is
buddy.
That how you get it?
No, but it's a running joke that people who like online video games and other things like that are autistic.
Like, so where do you fall on the spectrum, Napier?
I don't know. I'm probably there somewhere.
So you don't like
you
don't
probably
like
got
that
something, right? You're a little... Yeah. I mean, you're a bit on the strange side. I mean, I wouldn't say you're like a full-on, like something or other, but I mean, you probably got a tint of something.
If they shined a black light on me, you know, like those hotel rooms with the spood all over it,
right.
Shine one of those autism lights on me, probably find a little on the mouth.
I was listening to The Beardy and the Beast, and they were talking about there's a gal... that works for like special needs kids or something. And there's a kid in his class that has like a doctor's prescription that like whenever he wants to go jack off, he has like his own special jack off room. Bullshit. At school.
I have one of those myself. I call it my garage.
You go jack off in the garage? I don't know if I've ever jacked off in my garage before.
Well, now you got something to do
garage,
tonight.
Then.
Do you have like a garbage can that you drop it in?
Behind the woodshed? Anything?
Whatever.
I want to make a timeline. You know how Facebook does their timelines? It'll be like the 2013 sock. I'll just have that hanging up in my room, like lining it like a whole bunch of collegiate
have, like,
trophies.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Going on the list. This was this year's sock.
Man, you know what? 2007 was lonely.
Do you think time, like your sock, your splooge, like, produces different results?
It absolutely does.
I mean, like, you know, does it
like
get
new
like
colors?
Little... Well, yeah. I mean, like, you know, I'm starting to get gray hairs in my eyebrows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I imagine that my splooge is probably doing different things at this point. Right?
Yeah, it's less active.
Sometimes I like to smack my junk around and it comes out pink.
Does less active splooge, like, do something to how it dries.
Settles.
I don't know. You might have to do a taste test.
What's in Drunk's mouth? I like Napier's idea, though, with like the hardened sock and you retire it at the end of every year. But I like to take that a step further and take like when you retire it, that you at the beginning of the very next year, you put it on like a broom handle and light it on fire and run through your neighborhood and christen like the ceremony to like, a, you know, christen the new sock.
Oh, have it like a flag ceremony.
It's like a cultural festival.
Yeah. Just salute your knuckle babies as they go into the fire like little Vikings.
Start that tomorrow, the day after a long Valentine's Day weekend. That's just like the new christening.
In the autism awareness ribbon, Like, they have way less of the teal pieces than the other pieces. Is that supposed to mean something? Is that symbolize something?
Yeah, it symbolizes that you have autism because you figured that out.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of yellow, and there seems to be quite a bit of red.
This one right here?
Yeah. But, like, there's way less of the teal.
It seems like somebody is obsessing over a color for no reason. So this model has Down syndrome, right?
No, the little people.
No, what about the other one?
Oh, they had the Downs?
We're already talking about the autism.
It's like right there in the photo.
Your mom and your dad split up.
Yeah.
When you were fairly young, right?
Three?
When you were three.
Yeah.
Your dad, he got married a couple more times, didn't he?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
It's more than a couple.
How many times has your dad been married? You counting on your fingers?
Yeah.
You remembering faces?
Trying to. It's really hard.
A whole bunch of weirdo bros?
He's got their faces tattooed on his fingers, and he's got to look at them to figure four. It out.
Your dad was married four times after your mom?
Yeah.
Was he married to somebody before your mom?
Yeah.
So how many times has your dad been married?
Add three to the end of that four.
Add three seven to times? The end of the four?
Yeah.
I think okay, 30... so three before your mom, then your mom, then four.
So 37 times?
Your dad's been married eight times?
I think he got married once, and then he got married to another broad.
Math is hard.
And then, I'm trying to do this linear.
Oh, okay.
So he marries one broad, and then they get divorced, and then he marries another broad, and then they
back it up. So he married the one broad. Did he knock her up?
No.
Okay, so then he ditched her.
Okay,
got
so no
again.
Kids.
No kids.
For the first lady. All right. Second lady.
Second lady, yes.
Had a kid.
Yes.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
One kid.
One kid.
Okay.
Not your mom.
Then my mom.
And they had two kids.
Two kids.
You and your sister.
Yes. And the one after that, no kids.
No kids.
I really like Shih Tzus for some reason. Like she was like
lots of Shih Tzus.
Lots of Shih Tzus.
This is reading like the Bible.
And then after that, it was this Texas broad with the big titties.
Yeah.
And her her kids, like I went down there for the wedding, and this one dude just like comes up to me. He's like 30. He's like my age, and he goes, "We're brothers now." And then he hugs me. And I'm not a dude who likes to be hugged, probably because of the autism. Right. This dude's just like fucking hugging on me and shit.
So this is a fella that your dad had after you.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has one kid after you.
No. We're not done.
No,
okay.
This is a wife's kid, right?
Yeah, this is the wife's kid, not his kid.
Wife's kid. No, that doesn't count.
How many of the previous ladies had children before he married them? Is this the first one?
Well, there was one before my mom and two with my mom, and then as far as I know,
this seems like way more complicated than it needs to be, right? This is easy, Travis.
Lady.
Your parents split up, didn't they?
Mine?
When you were a child?
Yeah, when I was like 5 years old.
And did either of your parents have kids after you?
This is the timeline. My mom married my dad. They had me. Done. Right. They got divorced. My dad got with another lady, had two kids, never married her, moved on. He had another lady who he married, had two kids. He was done. My mom, the very next person that she married, had one kid. That's it.
One kid that wasn't your mom's kid.
She was my mom's kid. The stepdad had two kids.
So you have one sibling.
I have five
stepbrothers. One sibling that your parents had with a different person after you.
No, my parents didn't have one. My dad did. If they were,
I was talking to Travis.
Oh,
my mom had one kid besides me. My dad had four others
after you.
Yes, all after me.
All biological.
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Do you, Napier? I really. Can you just simply answer?
Yes.
Has your father had children with other women after you?
I don't know.
How can you not know?
Well, there was always
this. Like, don't you think that's a phone call you get, right? What's with you goddamn Napiers? That's it. Your dad calls you and say, "Hey, I had a kid. It's your brother." Well, you don't know?
Well, I mean, there was a rumor going around, But I never like talking about it. That's kind of like
it's a rumor.
Oh, there's rumor. Like, hey, he had this one broad. He knocked up this one broad.
This is not to be taken personally.
Yeah.
But all that's running through my mind right now is that scene in Idiocracy where those two people are talking about how they're not going to have kids, and then Cletus populates the entire world by like spreading his seed all over the place.
And oh, it's and just,
like that popping sound, like gremlins coming out, like.
No, funny story. My dad was in Vietnam and he got exposed to Agent Orange, and they were always telling him like, "You probably won't have kids." They probably should have said you shouldn't have kids.
So you think he got the silly ones? The silly ones got in there and knocked you guys.
Yeah, knocked up his boys. Like it knocked him around a little bit. And
so
you know this
the question
came
out. I want to ask. Okay, so he had a kid before you and Cassie.
So Napier, though, and I are children of divorce, right? Drunk?
No.
No, me neither. Me neither.
And Brian, I know, your parents are still happily married.
They're still married.
Well, they're still married.
So what I'm thinking about is, like, if you're with someone and you have kids and then you divorce that person and you marry somebody else and have new kids, like, you love those kids way more, right?
No.
Yeah, they're new.
Yeah.
I mean,
other than them being new, like, I really like a new puppy. Like, the new puppy, you know, I was like, I want to look after the new puppy. And I still got this old dog. But, I mean, I still love the old dog. I just, you know, the new puppy is new.
The only difference is the fact that the new kids live in your home.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a product of your current project. It's like a product of like the relationship that in your mind is working.
No.
I mean, don't your old shitty kids remind you of, like, you separate that.
Yeah,
that's a separate issue.
Go ahead.
Instead of likening him to, you know, animals, like them to cars. Like, I'm going to have, I would rather have a nice new car compared to the piece of crap that I'm driving now, but I'll keep that piece of crap, but I'm going to keep it in a different garage.
Yeah. It's not my show car.
Yeah, you just...
No,
you
it's not what I'm going to drive to work. If I'm hauling lumber, I'll just throw it in there, you know? Fuck it.
I don't take pictures of the old car and put it on Facebook. It's always the new car.
Yeah, the old car goes into like a storage unit, and then you get a court ordered visit every Thursday, and maybe sometimes you take your car to the movies,
and you might even have a new car and not tell your old car about it.
Yeah,
it doesn't even know you have a new car. It just knows that you don't call it as much as you used to.
Exactly.
It won't see the other car as long as you keep the headlights focused in the right direction.
Exactly. You're paying your bill for your storage unit. What business does that car have of all these new cars that you're running around with?
You took it so deep. That was great.
Like, there's things that remind me of, like, past relationships and past, like, situations and I can't help but when I, like, hear a song or I see something that, like, I wrote when I was with someone or when I was doing something, and it takes me to that. And I would just think that, like, if you were my kid,
yeah,
and, like, you were a product of, like, dating someone that, like, I'm not with anymore, then it would weird me out to, like, talk to you.
No.
Well, normally when people have kids, they kind of separate that whole relationship from
kid,
the kids.
A kid isn't, like, a kid's a product of
You never had pets when you were little, did you?
I did.
Really? It doesn't seem like you did.
I mean, I think of my pet. If I think of my pet, I think of my family. And, like, you know, if my house burnt down and my family died, but my dog escaped, and, like, I now live with the dog. Like, the dog would remind me of my family, right?
Yeah, but you're...
And it would make me sad. I'd be like,
"Put
fucking
that dog down."
Well, that's Travis's answer to everything, is put a dog down.
Yeah.
Put it down, let it get bit by a tick and die.
Take it.
That's how Travis transitions out of any situation. He kills a dog.
Oh, look. A whole bunch of railroad tracks. Let's walk down these for a little bit. Squish. Now stay, boy. Roll over, squish.
He always abuses trust.
So I'm off here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about...
You're not... Yeah, you're way off. I have a child from a previous relationship, and the love is no different. Like I said, the only difference
Well, of course
is...
you have to say that, Travis. You can't say you like your new kid better.
He's going to listen to this.
Yeah, you stop loving your wife, not your kid.
I thought we always give messages to future Travis's kids. They're listening 10 years down the road, right?
Did you hear that, future Travis's kid?
Yeah,
your dad loves you the same.
He just doesn't love your mom, like, at all. Like, when he sees your mom, it's probably just, like looking at, like, dead folks. Like, that's all he sees.
The one saving grace is I only have to see his mom probably once every 2 years, so.
Why do you have to see her then?
Well, I barely have to see her then. It's just by happenstance, so.
Do you wave?
Yeah, there's even, you know, we probably even exchanged pleasantries, like,
oh,
hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Good. All right, we'll see you.
Okay, peace out.
Well, if anybody wants to know anything more, this might be something better next time I can be in the chat, but I have actually a really fun story of when Travis had to deal with said mother to pick up said child in his infancy.
Why would we wait for you to be in the chat? You're on the show. Tell us the story.
Oh, I mean, it's fine. I don't know. I'm trying to follow your agenda. And Travis, you can help me out with the details here. This is
okay.
How old is Dylan, right?
Yeah, he was probably, I don't know, not, he was probably one-ish, two, maybe.
Oh, yeah, he was tiny, tiny. And it was one of those, we were in northern Wisconsin, or in central Wisconsin, where you are now, where it just got hit with shit windstorms, correct? Shit.
Yeah, windstorms, snow, and blizzard. Yeah, it was crazy.
And you were driving that fucking Cougar.
That sweet, sweet mint green 1994 V8 Mercury Cougar.
Oh, I thought he was talking about a 40-year-old broad.
Ah, oh, that would have made for a better story, older but gal, unfortunately, yeah. we were children then. we had to go pick up your son because it was his weekend, so we drove. How far did we have to drive? I forgot.
It was a couple hours.
Yeah, it was a couple hours, which turned into double the hours.
Yeah, it was
because of how bad it was snowing.
Four and a half hours.
And we got there, and I remember, like, we had to pick him up, like, we put him in the back seat, we're about to put him in the back seat, and I remember you guys were having just that tiff, that, like, we both have a one-year-old kid kind of tiff conversation. It was an awkward one.
So the kid was one, and you guys were already...
Well, he was conceived before or after I had broken up with my high school. She was my high school girlfriend, and he was conceived after we had broke up.
Well, it was one last time, for old time's sake, or
multiple last times. Yeah,
you dog, you.
Whoops!
But I remember Travis kicked into full dad mode in the conversation because I remember there was a Polaroid on the kitchen fridge. Do you remember what it was?
I don't.
It was Dylan as an infant, like holding a point beer bottle, looking like he was drinking out of it. And I remember you just like flipped your shit, but it was like, I know this is like very downing conversation, but you flipped your shit like in the funniest way because it was just like one of those like, it's cool, he's gonna learn that from his dad, but let's just give him a couple fucking years.
Not at 1 year old.
No. And I just remember the way back drive, like we drove there and we're like, holy shit, we're gonna die. And then we put your 1 year old son in the back seat of the car, we went driving home. And you were just more white-knuckled than I'd ever seen you in life. You were still, like, hilarious and funny and everything, but you were just had that actual dad real-life nervousness. Be like, oh, hey, we're driving up. We're going to die. This is hilarious. But you throw your son in the car, and you're just, like, in full, like, dad protective mode. Like, it was kind of a – I don't know. You gotta explain, like, at least the weather aspect of it.
Well,
because I'm in California now, so
it's a completely different situation. Like, until you pop a child out – Well, you're not going to, but until you have a child pop out, like, it's all fun and
Why
games.
Why do you say
and...
it like that? Why is he not going to?
Because he's not a female, stupid.
Yeah, he can't.
It's well, you pop it out before it becomes a child, I guess. Before it's made. It's molded into a human being.
I think no, Mike like thought it's... you were telling me he was never going to have kids.
No, of course you are. If you want to. And, unless your
sperms
gray,
are lazy?
Unless
are
your they? Old gray semen keep, you know, falling apart.
So when you guys are talking, we're talking about having parents with other people in past relationships.
It doesn't matter.
Like that protective moment was the same as it would be for your latest kids. I'd say your latest.
Yep, the latest ones.
The latest ones. You're an episodic father.
It really does completely change. Like I even now to this day, and I'm fairly neurotic anyway. But like I'll drive around normally in my vehicle by myself. But if I have my little children in the car. I'll like drive over a bridge that goes over the river in the middle of town, and my brain will automatically like go to weird circumstances, like the truck is going to drive through the fucking barricade and bury into the river, and I'm gonna have to figure out how the fuck to get these kids to safety. Like that's my brain works like that now, and it's very stressful, and I don't recommend it.
So what you should do, Mike, is when you have kids, let them go. Like you're thinking about crashing into a car, like. You know what? My window rolls down just fine.
We're gonna go to break, guys.
Jesus.
Oh, do we have the Redneck Gourmet?
Is that put together?
Yeah, Napier, we do. Thanks for ruining the surprise.
Oh, I thought you were so downs that you weren't gonna do it.
Cut that out of the podcast.
I'm downs?
Yeah.
No, he means you're downs for whatever.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, me being downs?
You had like...
You're
this...
downs.
No, that's a different thing.
Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say you got...
I was trying to, drunk!
You got a little Eeyore in you. Got a little rain cloud over your head.
I get going with the, hey, we're going to go to break... And then Napier starts with his bullshit.
Mike.
And then it's like awkward and it sucks. Like Mike. Now like when we go to break, it's going to be like stupid. Whereas I was getting into like a whole thing that was going to lead to us going to break.
Was it you talking about how you got down syndrome so hard you got up left and right syndrome too?
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast live Monday at 8/7 Central on RadioFubar.com. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
Scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Hi there, I'm Wilbald, redneck chef of the Ozarks, and today we're gonna fix up a pot of coon stew. Won't you come down and join me? This recipe is good whether you enjoy cooning, squirreling, crawdadding, deering, or fishing. You start this dish by de-lifing a coon with how you're fixed on to doing. Just remember to save the tail. Doesn't make much for eating, but a finer cocksock cannot be duplicated. Next, you want to get all the sexy parts off your coon. The skin, eyeballs, bones, pussies, or dick and balls if you're lucky. And of course the feets. You don't want hands and feets in your belly, do you? I don't. But my wife used to love having coon hands in her. But I won't bring up fond memories with you uns today. Then you want to get yourself some onions, celery, and other such fixings what you like in stew. However, I can't in good conscience as a Christian man recommend baby carrots. As you all know, this is a pro-life household. Now, cut up your flat coon into cubes and put it in the pot. You want to cook it until it looks about good, but not all the way good. Then you add your onions, celery, and adult carrots into the pot. People gonna ask, how much salt should I add? I always tell them, well, that depends on how much you like. You like a little, put in a little. Like a lot, then you put in a lot. It's only wrong if she says no. I mean, if she says no more salt. Look at me sound like a big city judge. Now, with all your fixings cooked up, you just add some stock, maybe some Worcestershire, Worcestershire sauce. I like to give it a few shakes of the sauce. About as many shakes as it would take to clean your pecker after making toilet. Bigger boys get to add more sauce. Now put your pot on low simmer just until you can finish drinking up about a 12-pack of beers. Once you're half lit, it'll be time to eat you some coon. Hope you enjoyed you some cooking with me tonight, boy. Next time, we're cooking up a batch of hog butts and bellies to celebrate Mama's new heart bypass. See you then, folks.
Little Bonnie Foo-Foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. The phone number to call, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. We are joined by Brian Kranz of the Rocktown Podcast. Available
and also,
on...
also acclaimed author of three wonderful books. Mike, you read one of those, didn't you?
I did, and I haven't finished it yet. But not really like a reader. But like when I do read, like when
it's on the Twitter.
When I like when I go to like the I take books when I'm sitting in hospital waiting rooms. That's my go to because then you know I look smart.
Are you in there a lot?
Sometimes you know like when you take people to the doctor, and then you're waiting in the doctor's office. I take a book so. I mean, eventually, you know, that's the book I'm currently reading. So, there you go.
Which one, Mike?
The most recent one, Assault Rifles and Pedophiles. You just wanted me to say that, right?
Available at rocktownpress.com.
Yeah, see, there we go. Oh, there's the plug.
There we go.
I just wanted to see, which one you're on, because it all depends, because I like to write for guys that don't read, so actually you're my core audience.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
You know, it like the first like two or three chapters, I was kind of on the fence, and then like once the hook got in, I was like, oh yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once I got to the meat of it, then I was hooked. Then I was in.
You got your potatoes out of the
way. I will say, though, like, if something's truly shitty about the book, you have no one to blame but Travis, because he read one of my earlier drafts of that book. And the one before.
Yeah, Travis proofread your book?
No, Travis is one of my go-tos. When I'm a second draft, I'm like, what works, what doesn't, and he's the guy that shoots me straight.
I've read all of them early.
Travis, you don't ever tell me when something's shitty.
I don't?
No.
No, we do all the time. You just don't listen.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm pretty sure I've said that fucking failed miserably.
Somebody tells me something's wrong. I was like, no, it wasn't. Fuck you.
No, we're going to keep going with that. Let's beat that horse to the fucking ground.
No, you guys are fucking with me. This is genius.
You don't respect my artistic vision.
You just don't get it, you dummy. You can't proofread books. Oh, God, you guys are so right about me.
Yeah.
You gotcha pegged.
Speaking of so right about me, Napier was on Unfit for FM this week.
Ooh.
Oh, what'd you talk about?
Academy Award winning?
No, Unfit they haven't won FM. Any awards, I don't think.
Yeah.
No. And you know what? It was fine. I thought that it was just going to be like a, hey, let's get Napier on and talk shit thing. And it wasn't. The only thing that irritated me was they got the time our show is on wrong.
I thought they were like doing like their time.
Sons of bitches.
No, it was like, no, throughout, like 5 or 6 times throughout the show, they said we were on at 9:30 on Monday nights.
Oh, well, I was on a cell phone. I couldn't really hear him too
That's
good.
Wrong on multiple levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that the reason that they did that, I mean, because obviously Anchor knows what time our show is on. I mean,
Anchor wasn't saying it.
I know, but Anchor's sitting right next to him. He could have very easily said, no, that's wrong. But no, I think that it's cool to not know what time things are on. Like, the Red does it, too. Like, when I'm in the chat room on the Red, they give us a plug, and it's nice of them to do, but they always get the time wrong. It's like, you know, oh, they're on at 11:30 on Tuesdays. And I was like, no, we're not.
Hey, if you happen to have anybody from WFOD on, get plug the time their show, wrong. But make sure to get the time wrong.
I think that it's cool to not know what time things are on. I think that's just that's a thing that I missed.
The Walking Dead is on at 8 p.m. on Sundays.
And you know that.
I do.
You know when I know The Walking Dead is on? When I go to my DVR and it's on there. I don't know what time anything's on. Well, I guess I'm significantly cooler than Travis, guys.
I guess so.
Well, if they went to the Radio FUBAR website, which they did, they plugged.
No, and it was nice of them to have you on, and it was nice of them to mention our show at all, whatever. Right?
Well, it doesn't sound like
you don't get worked up about them getting the time wrong on purpose to
Can I ask you a question? Do you think that it's wrong that am I upset for no reason? People are a bunch of shows have hijacked Podcast Month. Is that okay?
You mean because Matt Leroy is also doing Podcast Month?
And so
I think before the month started, we encouraged other people to take it, though.
Yeah, it was a
thing.
Well,
I think we encouraged we encouraged people to have us on the show. We didn't encourage people to hijack Podcast Month.
I feel like the way we described it, we kind of left it open for people to
think.
I think you started a movement.
I think that there's probably an actual Podcast Month, and we're just going to look like silly gooses. When somebody else announces that it's podcast month or podcast week or something.
Travis,
I don't think you should be worried about that. What I do think is that me and Napier have been on more podcasts than you. And maybe you need to try a little harder.
Well, I've been offered plenty of podcast spots and I've turned them all down.
That goes against the spirit of podcast month.
Well, no. You want me to feel bad?
For podcast month, I plan on bringing Travis onto my podcast.
See,
He's got one in the dinger.
See,
I'm going to be on Beardy and the Beast as well.
Wow!
So I'll be on Rocktown Press podcast, the Rocktown podcast. I'll be on Beardy and the Beast. I'm being solicited for a couple of other shows, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Napier was on Beardy and the Beast this week, so download that, I guess. We didn't do a weekly poll last week, Travis.
We did not.
So we will have to do one this week.
We should, what is your favorite child? One, two, or three?
Do you love the child from your current relationship more than your child from past relationships?
There you go. Yes or no.
Or
and it is anonymous, so you're solid.
Would you give Brian Williams a pass if he said he slapped a cobra in the face?
Or would you give Brian Kranz a pass if he said he punched a hooker in the jaw?
You know, if Brian Williams said that he fucked a donkey, nobody would investigate that.
Brian, tell us the story about when you punched the hooker in the jaw.
I don't have a punched a hooker in the jaw story.
Come on, fucking writer man.
All right, okay, so there's this one time outside my college bar, and I'm having fun. This girl's flirting with me, and I'm like, oh, it's cool, I'm going to leave. And she's like, oh, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to this really shitty bar that my friends want to go to. I don't know why we always end up at this bar, but for some reason we can stay at a bar we're having a fun time at. They're like, we always need to end up at this bar. I'm like, well, I'm going here. She's like, well, I'll go there, but only if you pay me. And I'm just like, how much are we talking? Do I got to buy your bar tab? She's like, well, I run it by the hour. And I just sock her in the fucking jaw and just go look at her square in the face and she's looking at bleeding on the ground and say, bitch, I live life by the minute.
Nice. Sweet tagline.
But I thought the classic line from that story was, bitch, you're lucky I didn't kick you in the pussy.
I like Brian's ending better.
That was the woman where I took off her shoe, like the stiletto, you know, the girls, how they wear like the shoes now that are like weapons from the front and weapons from the heel. That's where I punched the hooker in the jaw, put her shoe on, and then like just
wait, you put her shoe on your foot?
And then I'm just like, I did the whiff, just like swift back, like hold, like, and then I'm just take her shoe off. I'm like, bitch, you're lucky I didn't kick you in the pussy.
So this gal had big man feet, or do you have little women feet?
Well, have you ever seen a hooker in Minnesota?
They're the Siberian Huskies of hookers.
Yeah, they're working 24/7. Negative 20 below, they still out on the corner. That doesn't happen just from fake fur coats. I'm just saying, they're a little. They like to hibernate a little bit. They still come out, but they still got that hibernation weight. So I'm not going to lie. When I took down a Minnesota hooker, I really wish somebody would have, like, that's a hunting video. I wish somebody would have been recording.
Pretty proud of yourself, huh?
Travis told me to tell a story. I didn't have
to. Well, I mean, guys, what do you think?
I think that tomorrow when I go get a Big Mac, I'm going to pay for it in a hug.
Can you do that?
No, it's random.
What? Oh, you can't.
You just go in there and you'd be like, hey, how about you let me pay for this McDouble with a hug? Be like, no, we want money for this one. Be like, okay. And then you just step back and like somebody comes in and said, you go ahead of me. And then like, you know, and then they go. And then like, you know, you come back and you say, hey, how about you let me pay for this Big Mac with a hug? And they're like, No, man, it's random. You're not the lucky one. And then you step back in line and somebody comes in and you say, you go ahead of me. And you just and keep doing that till you get the hug, Big Mac.
Pissed off I'd be if somebody in front of me then the third time that I went in there got that fucking hug, Big Mac.
Guarantee
I would
you.
Fucking storm the counter and start eating everything in that shitty, shitty fucking heat lamp. And just fucking throw the leftovers at those goddamn workers until I got carried out of there by law enforcement.
And that's weird when all the
as random as what you can get at airport security if your name is Mohammed. That's random. That is like a go-to pass for employees where they're you know, the woman's beating the shit out of her kid while he's like trying to order like a Happy Meal. Like, whack, you know, we can't enforce that. Oh, we can't pay for that. And that's like, all right, just give that kid a hug and then you can fucking get the fuck out of my face. That's how random that screening is.
But it's like,
that
no,
kid give that random kid a hug.
Yeah.
If you took a photo of all the broads that would get free Big Mats for hugs, they'd all have huge tits. I guarantee you.
A bunch of pimply-faced 15-year-olds manning the counter, and they get to decide when the Big Macs are free.
I like in the commercial when the guy says, get out your phone, call your mom, and tell her you love her. I just wanted that guy to look that guy in the face and say, my mom's dead.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Fuck you, man!
I guess I'm calling heaven, you fucking insensitive prick.
Throws a drink back in his face. Fuck you! Got nothing... I'm like halfway to Batman right now.
just waiting for Dad to die.
Well, what do you say? Do you say, okay, then call your dad, I guess? I mean, I'm offering you free quarter pounder, man.
You'd have to say something like, hold on. And then you start fake dialing your phone like, oh, looks like I don't have the number pre-programmed into my phone. Do you have an address book for heaven? What's Jesus' extension? He's the operator up there.
Well, Brian, are you familiar with a little game show that we like to play called What's in Drunk's Mouth?
Oh, as an avid listener, I am excited to be a part of this.
Well, the way the game is played, for new listeners...
Yeah, right.
Is there, we have three items in this here solo cup that we're going to blindfold Drunk, and we're going to put the items in his mouth. And it's Drunk's job, with only the feel and the taste of the items, to determine what those items are. And what Brian has to decide is if he thinks Drunk is going to get 2 out of 3, and so then he would win alongside Drunk, or is Drunk going to have a losing average, and Brian would then bet against Drunk.
And just as a little bit of a backstory here, the last time we did What's in Drunk's Mouth, Brian was in chat and got all three correct.
Wow. Fuck. Well, typically...
Does he know the three items already?
I mean, he doesn't, no. And he's not in chat, so I can't share them with him. Maybe okay. Travis can get to him somehow.
Okay, will do.
Via text.
Is it the same one that we were talking about?
Yes. So there are three items. Drunk, if you would, please, put your blindfold on so that... we can communicate to Brian what the three items are. Maybe, Brian, can you see us on video?
I can see you on video. Okay, so I can, this time because I can verify that blindfold.
I can show you the three items, I guess.
You should have Baker remove his cup so that way they can witness the items
and then bet on them. All right.
And he can hear you, so don't say
anything. All right. No, Drunk's got a good mouth. Oh, wow. Okay.
See, I'm not fucking around with Drunk anymore.
No, shit. This ain't a game. This is a contest. All right. By the way, that is a lovely shark shirt you have on.
Hey, is that the left shark?
No, it's a shark on a bicycle.
Is it the left shark on the bicycle?
All right, so what I realize I'm betting against is not necessarily... about what you're... Okay, it's not against your creativity. It's really about gauging Drunk's mouth quality.
Now, Drunk has to get at least 2 out of 3 to win. How many has Drunk gotten wrong total in the history of this game? 2?
No, one. Like 6.
No, he's only gotten 1 wrong.
I don't think he's never lost in a game. Every time we've played the game, he's at least gone 2 for 3. So, I will tell you.
That's untrue, too. I've gone 1 for 3 one night, but that was kind of on a technicality.
It was on a technicality? Explain.
Yeah, he had the fucking My Little Pony, or whatever the fuck it was, that said Happy Meal toy, which is basically what the fuck it was.
I bought that one sticks at Target. With
Drunk. Drunk has brought that up before.
Yeah.
Are you displaying that My Little Pony on your TV stand currently, Napier?
Yes, actually, I have several of them, and that is included.
Okay, beautiful. So I mean, before we do this, I have to play the What's in Drunk's Mouth theme song, right? Which I guess I should have done before I started explaining the game.
There's a theme song?
There is a theme song for What's in Drunk's Mouth. Yes, absolutely. I don't know why you're surprised by this. We played it last time.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
You got Keith David to do that for us?
Yep. I forgot that Mike spent a lot of time on that. And I did not remember it. Sorry, man.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Submitting myself and others on that Instagram account to the Flat Drunk Contest. As long as we're talking about drunk, tell me about the Flat Drunk Contest, Travis.
Well, you can print out your own flat drunks by going to WFODix.com, or if you email us at WFODix@gmail.com, we will send you flat drunks, and all you have to do is put these flat drunks in a special situation and take a picture and submit them to us, and you could win a fabulous prize.
This Brian, I think right now is running away with the flat drunk contest.
Hell yeah!
Brian is the leader right now, I think.
I completely agree.
You do have a couple weeks left, though, to submit your flat drunks.
Not next week, but the week after we'll announce the Black Love Box. Is that correct?
Yeah. So you submit your flat drunks to any of our social media accounts or WFODshow@gmail.com to be entered to win the prize. And it's going to be a good one, believe me. The Black Love Box will be significant. So, I mean, guys, This is a big deal for us, and I think this will truly cement Drunk's place in the all-time Mouth Hall of Fame. I feel like Drunk keeps proving himself over and over again to be an excellent, what would even be the word?
Mouth wrangler.
He's a mouth wrangler?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we just going to get right into this, guys? Is it time?
I don't see why we shouldn't.
I have to put...
Brian hasn't... Brian, what do you think? You've seen the three items, correct?
All right. Like, how specific are you guys on these things when it comes to...
Just say object one, yes or no.
Like, Alex Trebek, like, technicality.
Well, there is one that he's going to need to be a little bit more specific than... I think you probably know which one I'm talking about.
All right, absolutely. But are you gonna? I will say this: are you gonna err on the side of drunk? Because if he can half guess something, like
no,
by I, size,
just,
weight,
just
that's
ask him
pretty
per
good.
Each item for object one, yes or no?
Okay, for one of the items, he can't be general. He will need to be very specific. For the other two items. One of them, I would say he would definitely need to get right. There's no way around it. The other one, no, I think he needs to be pretty specific on all three of them.
I would say so.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. It's
probably pretty easy to guess.
Oh, yeah, some of them are very easy to guess, but there's always that trick thing up the sleeve. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a sip of Jim Beam whiskey. And say, I'm going to err on the side of drunk. Drunk, I believe in you. You get in there. You believe my dream. I'm going to go with the drunk.
Thank you, sir.
He's going to go with drunk.
Napier moved his cup. He can see me doing this live and in person, right?
Oh, I can see that right there.
You know, this will be the first time that people will be able to see Flat or Drunk put items in his mouth as it happens.
I really wish I had a drum roll going right now. I'm very excited.
All right, Drunk, are you ready for your first item?
I guess so.
All right, open your mouth.
Wait, you got to put it in his mouth.
All right, Drunk, you have the item in your mouth. What do you think?
Mini skateboard.
Hey! Hey!
See, now that's how do you do that? go ahead and say it again, Drunk, in case people couldn't understand you while you had something in your mouth.
Mini skateboard.
It was a miniature skateboard.
A mini skateboard.
And he got it that quick. How did he get it that quickly?
He could feel the little wheels.
But I mean, it could be a lot of things, though, right?
Oh, yeah, but he felt the mini tail. He felt the mini truck. Yep. The mini wheels. Like, he's just like, that is a skateboard.
See, now that was,
this wasn't a mini car.
That was the one that I thought that he would have trouble with, and he like got it right away. He got it so
now,
quick.
Now I'm nervous because now I'm
listen to your
up
own show,
ones.
Man. Come on.
All right. Objective.
Drunk is really good at this, you guys. Okay. Are you ready for your second item, Drunk?
I am. Let's do
hold
it.
On. Hold on. I have to prepare my camera for the visual element of our show.
And for those listening to audio element, there is a man wearing a blindfold of another man taking a picture with another man willing to put something in his mouth.
All right, Drunk. Are you prepared?
I am.
Don't laugh and choke on it, man. Oh, I need you for round three.
This way or
put
this
the
way?
Big well, end. The you, big
you,
end.
You put it in his
get
mouth.
It. This way.
And you let him figure it out.
The big end.
The big end.
Yep.
Just put the whole thing in his mouth. Just jam it in there. All right, Drunk, you have the item in your mouth. What are you thinking?
I'm
thinking, how can you keep that in his mouth?
I don't think I had it in properly.
Shove it down. Shove it in there more, Napier. Get it in there. Yeah.
Go deep or go home.
Napier, please reinsert the object in Drunk's mouth.
Why is he backing away?
I don't know why he's backing away. I don't understand what he does. What are you thinking, Drunk?
Turn it around.
Let us in on your process.
It's something that's on a stand.
It's on a stand.
Oh, come on. You got it. You got this.
Okay, we're going to go for the third insertion.
He's moving it around.
He's moving it around.
Feeling it out.
Right.
Now, Drunk, you really need to get this one. The next one is a failure item.
Yeah, the next one is yeah, that's the hard one.
He's putting more of
use
it
that jaw, boy.
Is it? Man, that's tough.
I thought this was going to be for sure one.
I thought for sure he wouldn't have a problem
see,
with.
See, now I'm embarrassed.
I mean, Travis, did you think in a million years this would be the one that would hang him up? He just got miniature skateboard, Travis.
Yeah, I thought this one would have been the lock. This would have been, if I had to lock an item in, this would have been my locked item.
A master lock.
Yeah!
Fuck you, Travis. I almost feel like Travis is fucking with the integrity of the game.
See, that was totally an accident.
That was not an accident at all. You did it multiple times, Travis. You said it several times right together. It wasn't like you just did it once. I don't know.
The amount of time that passed before I caught
I mean, we can't disqualify Travis from the game. What do we do in this case?
Seriously, I had pad tie tonight.
Did I say anything else?
Oh, see. There needs to be some kind of penalty here.
Well, seriously, did you not hear the amount of time that passed?
What do you mean it can't be against Drunk? I mean, Drunk was on the fence. Drunk, be honest. Before Travis ruined it, were you going to get it?
I mean,
no, be a man of integrity. Don't be a Brian Williams here.
When he put it in the third time, the opposite way, like the curved end, I was like, is this some sort of chain or chain link fence? But what the hell is this stand thing? And then once Travis said lock like three times, I was like,
fuck,
oh,
I'm sorry.
So Travis ruined it. Are you going to take a loss on that one?
No, I ain't taking a fucking loss.
What do you mean you're not going to take a loss?
The very first thing I said was master lock. I guarantee you that is a master lock. That is not an off-brand lock. That is a fucking master lock.
No, it's a dollar store combination.
Oh, so he does. He takes the loss.
See, now that he just said that, he just fucked himself.
See, a master lock is actually heavy. That's a little light. Bastard.
All right, guys.
I do have to tell you that it really didn't occur to me that what I said was anything to
do. Liar! Now, podcast listeners, I want you to do something for me. This is going to be the poll question. Rewind it to when Travis said lock and listen to how he emphasized the word lock and tell me he isn't fucking full of shit right now. Brian, Travis is a goddamn liar, isn't he?
Oh no, he Travis was totally pulling for his hometown team. I appreciate it. Like, I still got round three. Like, technically, drunk one. We're going to round three. If he gets it, it's like the new miracle. But yeah, he totally cheated.
This is what I would consider the most difficult, just because we're going to ask that he be very specific with this. Now, the general answer will not work.
All right.
And so, this could
be... Can I get a drink of my Pepsi Cola here first?
See, this could have put like a blemish on your otherwise perfect record, Drunk. And it could be somewhat Travis's fault.
All right.
It's not. It was an accident.
I will also point out that Drunk is drinking a warm Pepsi out of a glass as to not clink ice, because he's a professional, unlike someone.
Should we find another object for Drunk and disqualify that one?
I'm so mad at Travis right now. I feel like what's in Drunk's mouth is, it's a serious game. And
sacred.
Are you going to put it on another 6-month unpaid suspension?
It's Travis, what's in Drunk's mouth is a sacred staple of our show.
Yeah, and it's an institution.
All right, well,
sullied it. You've cheapened it.
Let's get to item three.
Round three. No, this is the okay. Moneymaker round.
Drunk. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Are you ready for your third item?
Let's do it.
As long as we're cheating tonight, Drunk, do me a favor, be specific.
Very specific.
All right, Drunk. Mm. You have the item in your mouth.
Right down. A JFK silver half dollar.
No, Drunk. It's not. It's a...
Oh!
It's one of those...
We couldn't even cheat our way to a win!
Gold Sacagawea deals.
Didn't even give us time. I would have said something like, if he got it right, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Dollar, Travis.
Oh, that was very close.
Oh, see, I think what happened? Drunk got a little too confident, a little too quick, you know what I mean?
He's getting some help, and now that's his crutch.
Yeah, like Drunk thought for sure he had it, like real quick. And he got cocky and fucked him.
Well, you know what the second thought that ran across my head was? It was some silly ass, like Six Flags coin.
Like a batting cage token?
Right, exactly. That is a token to Dave and Buster's. Sorry, wrong!
Guys, it's Chuck E. Cheese!
That's a 1987 Chuck E. Cheese quarter.
Everything we all know to be true is a lie.
Me too.
Drunk has been defeated.
That's not my first defeat, though. It happens.
But Brian is now a part of that forever.
But I still have more squabbles because I did say Master Lock were the very first words that came out of my mouth.
Mike, is there a loser song, like a loser theme song when Drunk loses?
No, I mean, I could just play the one song again.
That kind of cheapens the song, though.
Yeah, like Price is Right.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, I'll add it to the podcast.
Yeah, you... At the hockey games, they play the victory music at the start, and at the end, if they win. If they don't win, they don't play no music.
Yeah, can I ask one question, though?
What's that?
The contest is over. Why is Drunk still wearing the blindfold?
He likes it.
50 Shades of Grey, baby.
Speaking of which, Travis, good segue.
NFL.
The Hollywood Fantasy League is in full effect. It is us versus the Lotus Cast versus the Furnacast versus not safe for water coolers.
I just want to mention to Drunk that I cleaned the shit out of that coin before I put it in the bag.
Like he did. He cleaned it in the sink. I saw him do it.
I appreciate it.
The Hollywood Fantasy League, each team drafts three movies to compete. It is the amount of money that it makes multiplied by its Metacritic score. Two movies ended this week. It's their opening weekend, and then 1 week, and their second weekend. The points are tallied at the end of the second weekend. SpongeBob SquarePants made $95 million at a 63% Metacritic.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter Ascending had made $32 million at a 40% Metacritic.
That's terrible.
Kind of shit the bed a little bit. So those were both on Team Lotus Cast.
Not quite as shitty as when J Squarehead drafted it and it didn't release.
Right, yeah, it got pushed back like
so,
8 months.
So how many points does that break out to?
I didn't do the math, Drunk.
Oh, nice.
I didn't write it down. I was hoping nobody'd bring it up. I just figured nobody cared and I could just, you know, fake it.
Oh, those are two terrible scores. You ain't going to win anyway.
Whatever 95 times 0.63 is, that's it. And whatever 32 times 0.4 is, that's what Jupiter Ascending got. 50 Shades of Grey opened this weekend. It made $85 million its opening weekend. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best opening weekend since 2004 in
February. 47% Metacritic.
Pretty terrible.
But you know what? 47% Metacritic. For what?
The 50 Days of Grey.
Yeah, 47% Metacritic is actually way higher than I thought it was going to be.
That's about Transformers numbers, though, minus the dollar amount, right?
What?
The last Transformers, I think, made like 120-some or 150-some million dollars.
Yeah, like a 20% Metacritic or something.
Metacritic.
The Kingsman Secret Service, which is one of our picks. I think that was our third-round pick. It made $36 million and has a 59% Metacritic. Actually, a lot of people that I know have gone and seen that and said it's pretty good.
59% Metacritic? I think it's got like an 80-something on like Rotten Tomatoes.
No, we don't go by Rotten Tomatoes. We go by Metacritic.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 59% isn't too great. So, I mean, maybe in the next week, a whole bunch more critics will go see it. Maybe they all went and saw 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm betting they did.
Well, I mean, 21 points for a first week out of your third round movie is not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey is going to get a lot better.
And then we had American Sniper as our fourth rounder, and that got like 100-something points, so
right.
I think we're good.
Right, yeah. So I think that Jupiter Ascending totally bombing gives us a chance.
Why? Because the other movies were good?
I think that Lotus Cast is going to be our competitor.
Yeah.
I think that how it pans out with them... It's going to come down to us versus them. I think.
Well, you don't think that pick? Not Safe for Water Coolers and their pick of Black Annie was good?
Not Safe for Water Coolers picked Black Annie in the first round. That was not a great
what
pick.
What was our first round pick?
What was our first pick?
Sniper.
No, we had Sniper.
No, Sniper was our last pick.
Yeah.
So where did Night at the Museum fall?
That was our second round pick, I believe, and that didn't do too great. I don't remember what our first round pick was.
Christ, what did we pick? Napier? You probably picked it.
You got the keyboard. Where's the...
I mean, does it really matter, guys?
Yes,
I mean,
it
are
matters.
We going to disrupt the show?
Of course it does.
It matters right now. I need to know.
You disrupted this show by mentioning it.
By mentioning what? The Hollywood Fantasy League?
Yep.
You guys had a big win not too long ago. Which one was it?
Sniper. American Sniper was our big...
That's
big
it. That was a good pick. That was a
yep.
big pick.
Still a month off on your calendar on your desk.
Kind of snuck that one up, the American Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, when Travis tried to sneak up Locke on us.
Well, I thought American Sniper was a Locke. Nope.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's a question. Yeah, but have you seen...
So I guess we won't find out if I technically won or not until the end when the poll comes out.
Do you think that the poll should decide? Or do you think that... I think you already kind of said.
You gotta leave the video up, though.
I believe.
I think you just. Did you take the video or did you take just pictures?
No, I'm
right?
talking about you being a shithead. And Insurgent was our first round pick.
Oh, Insurgent.
We still have Insurgent coming out.
They've been pumping the fuck out of it lately. We'll see what it does.
The first one, I think, did really well. So I don't know how it shakes out because they just had two end and we have two that already ended. But it's going to come down to Insurgent versus Disney's Cinderella, I think. Because I think right now we're pretty close with them.
Is that Black Cinderella?
No, she's white.
I don't know. I think Chappie might make some money.
Yeah, but Chappie isn't going to make enough money to bring the Furnacast back into contention.
No, Chappie's not going to make that kind of money.
They had that Black Cat movie that got 3 points.
Ooh.
Chappie's been a running joke since its first trailer.
I don't know. I think it looks okay. I think it looks kind of fun. It looks like, you know, kind of like a Wall-E meets Short Circuit, right?
Yeah, I'm totally, yeah, and I think it's going to end on a real fucking bummer note.
You think Chappie's going to die?
Yeah, Chappie's dead. He can't live.
Well, it did get an R rating, so.
Yeah, don't disassemble Chappie is what's going to happen. And they're going to disassemble him.
They're going to disassemble him anyway. You think he's going to blow up? I bet Chappie blows up. Something's going to involve a bomb. He's going to have a destruct button, or he's going to like get a bomb and like run away like at the end of Batman.
Is he
Chappie's going to end in a self-sacrificing moment.
Is he going to kill Hugh Jackman, or is Hugh Jackman just going to get that disgusting mullet blown off his head?
Maybe he's going to like take Hugh Jackman into space, and like Hugh Jackman can't breathe in space, but he can because he's a robot.
Hugh Jackman's a robot?
No, Chappie's a robot, Napier. Chappie.
Chappie don't breathe at all. How can he
Because he's
space?
A robot. That's what I said.
Why can't him and Wolverine go on a nice date?
I just want you to know that, like, even if, like, you were the last of the kids, I would love all of my kids more than you.
Excellent. Thanks, Dad.
All right.
I'm sorry. It's just how I feel.
Can't blame a guy for telling you his true feelings.
So, I mean, I don't want to end things on a bummer. I mean,
we do it every week.
Do you guys want to say something uplifting? I mean, like, what did we learn today? Did we learn something?
I learned that I'm waiting for this motherfucking poll to decide whether or not I won What's in Drunk's Mouth, and I feel like I will come out victorious.
So this is the first time, really, that the weekly poll will mean something.
Especially to Drunk.
There are consequences here for this weekly poll, so make sure to tell your friends to listen to this Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program in podcast mode with Brian Kranz of Rocktown Podcast, and vote in the poll, because it's podcast month, and we need your votes.
I need your votes.
Drunk, I don't need your votes. Drunk does.
Brian, what did you learn?
I've learned... You know what? If you're lucky enough, someday in your life, you can be on the WFOD podcast live and be here to share in the laughs. Because you know why? It's all about the laughs. It's all about the laughs.
It is all about the laughs. I agree.
Thank God we had so many.
He's right. I mean, just about anybody could be on. I mean, I don't think we turn people down.
Well, you gotta have something to promote.
I mean, do you have a neighbor that's kind of wacky?
I know this guy who has this podcast about mustaches. Maybe we should ask them.
Nah.
I'd take his call.
Can I have one more? What I learned?
I do have some questions that I would be interested in asking.
Like the quality of insulin in this country?
You know what I want to talk? You know who I want to talk to? I want to talk to a guy that Brian had on his podcast who lives in his van.
Down by the river?
Brett. Yeah, we should talk to that guy that lives in his van, because that's very fucking interesting to me. And after I listened to that podcast where you talked to the guy that lived in his van for an extended period of time.
Is he traveling?
I've heard about other people who have lived in their van for multiple months, plus years. out in California and have completely been totally cool with it. I would love to converse with people who live in their vans.
How do they wash?
At the YMCA or the gym, right?
Sporadically. Essentially, yeah, same thing. Where you can get a splash, you get a wash, you know? That's how it goes.
Yeah. You get a gym membership for $40 a month, and then you use it for showers every day if you feel like it, you know? I mean, Jesus Christ, that's super intriguing to me.
That seems exactly. Like it would be pretty great.
It promotes homelessness. Hey, I'm paying all this rent. Well, it's kind of shitty. Actually, you know, if you don't pay this rent, you just go down here and they'll let you splash your balls around.
And you can just hang out.
Just really come over here, wash your balls. Okay, I'm good. Sold.
I guess the only downside would be like where you would take a lady. Or like
her house.
Tinder.
Yeah, Tinder. You use Tinder and you go to her place or, you know.
I mean,
my buddy living in a van. He's just like, yeah, if you put it on Tinder, like, yeah, I live in a van. You get higher quality till than you think you would get. It's amazing.
Because it's fucking intriguing.
Yeah.
Because the gals are just like, this guy seems interesting.
He's eccentric.
Drunk.
He's in a van.
That could be your hook.
I'll have some of that.
Tell gals you live in a van.
No.
Do you have a van that like you could borrow from somebody?
Not, no.
To smash broads in?
Sure don't. Smash broads.
I'll say drunk, if you're still if we're still trying to take you out to a date, like come out here. Just came out here with my lady on Big Sur. Big college girl weekend. You know? President's Day weekend next year. Big Sir, we'll take you out camping. I mean, what do you want
to do? Ain't it a little cold to go camping in Minnesota?
Go camping with Brian.
Brian's in California.
Oh, he said, I'm sorry, he's talking about taking prostitutes in Minnesota. I'm sorry.
It was 80 degrees this morning.
Oh, well, that's pretty dope.
Drunk. We couldn't get you to Vegas to bang the porn star, but we can get you to California to camp with Brian, right? He's been on the podcast.
Quite possibly, yes.
There you go.
Go out to California, smash some puss.
You can strap some rollerblades on your feet and see if you can stand up straight.
Drunk, can you rollerblade?
I can rollerblade. I'm better at ice skating than rollerblading, but I can do it.
You're not, if you haven't been to California?
Do you got to be on a hill?
I do not have to be on a hill.
Okay, Mike, give Drunk the Instagram account details. We'll get him out to California, and he can be our eyes in the sky. You know, he'll go out there, and he'll have an adventure.
Drunk on
the
street.
It'll
or
be
in
great
the bush.
Podcast material.
Roller hockey is a thing here.
Roller hockey's a thing here too.
Roller hockey.
We can street drunk. You can be an ambassador.
Napier, I'm talking to you. Come on now.
What?
Roller hockey.
I can do roller hockey.
Yeah, get your ass out of here. Come on now. Come visit. WFOD, West Coast style.
Yeah, we'll have a week on the road.
Guys, let's all go and visit Brian.
Yay. Oh, my God. If we went to California, I would go to bed so early.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
I wouldn't adjust to that time. I would be going to bed at, like, 7 o'clock.
WFOD is paying for these expenses, right?
Yeah, but we'd appreciate it. Should... Like, you want to start drinking at noon? Okay.
Let's
We should have a Kickstarter. We're going to go... We're going to go to California and go camping so that Drunk can rollerblade.
And smash some puss.
Smash some puss in a tent.
It doesn't have to be in a tent. It can be wherever. I mean, it's California.
So new poll question. We're going to move beyond that what's in Drunk's mouth.
Oh, no. That poll question stands.
Okay, ancillary poll question. How much would you donate to a Kickstarter where we were just trying to get out to California for a week?
Well, if chat participation and download numbers are any indication on how well our Kickstarter would do, let me tell you, I don't think we're going to California.
Hey, whoa, bullshit. I kickstarted my last novel.
Brian.
And I was able to do a lot of shit.
You
on
are
that,
considerably
so don't
more
pro-
you're considerably more popular than us, Brian. That's evident.
That's very true.
Really?
Yes.
Brian!
If you think you're more popular than I
the
am,
only people in the chat room are us.
This is you every Monday. How often do you listen to me every Monday?
I've listened to your podcast a couple of times.
Yeah, there you go.
You've only got 10.
But not.
I listened to the one about Bill Cosby.
Hey, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear WFOD discounting themselves. Don't you fucking down yourselves.
If I could, I would go down on myself every night.
We gotta believe.
That's kind of the shtick, isn't it? WFOD shitting on themselves.
Wheelbarrow full of downers.
Cast, all these other people that are better than you. I've never heard of any of them if it weren't for you. So. Let's you know.
Anchor in the chat would give a buck or two to the Kickstarter to go to California and rollerblade with Drunk.
Hey, you get a buck or two a piece? That might get you half a burrito.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna go to McDonald's. We're gonna get free food with hugs.
Dude, we're just gonna start like greasing each other up and rubbing on each other and saying, "We're loving. Give us some Big Macs. We're gonna get our whole way there just eating love Big Macs."
We don't have any money. We're living in this rental van.
Oh, you can make money here, but you can do some weird shit.
We're gonna go into McDonald's. We're gonna be like, "We live in a van. That's interesting, right?"
Hey there, Matt's in for 10.
Yeah, that's $12 right there. Fuck
no
yeah.
No podcast has ever had a conversation with a guy in a van, so you should totally do a podcast with this guy in a van.
Everyone should listen to Brian's podcast where he talks to a guy that lives in a van who is very interesting.
Mike,
that's what I learned. Mike? I'm downloading it right now.
Can we clean off all the windows with my cleanup rag from a jackoff?
Napier?
I want to show my babies California.
I wouldn't travel with you to Illinois.
You traveled with me to Colorado.
I know, and it was fucking horrible. You bitched the whole time.
I know.
I'm never going anywhere with you again.
No, we went to Kansas City.
I'll go with Drunk. You can drive separate.
I'm going to bitch all the way down there on your voicemail. Have fun clearing those out.
I haven't checked my voicemails.
So, Brian, do you have your medicinal card?
Is the Pope Catholic?
What do you say?
Is the Pope Catholic?
All
See,
right.
That's another one of those things
definitely
where,
go.
Where I repeat the joke. The listeners heard it.
I'm going to take them.
Oh, you're going to take Drunk to the weed place? Can you bring visitors?
The king of the weed place. I mean, come on now.
They know
which
you there?
Which one do you want?
Oh, yeah. All right, well.
You're buying weed like you're buying cigarettes. By brand, by strength, and by love.
Why don't you just move there?
Well, I mean, they're talking about doing it in Illinois soon. I can just move right across the river then.
Yeah, but we don't have winter.
I guess it depends on what part of California you live in. But
I don't fucking hate winter.
I will say this. Rent's a bitch, though.
I hate it.
You do nothing but play hockey.
I hate snow. I hate cold. I hate coats. I don't like socks. I fucking hate wearing socks and shoes.
You play hockey.
Mike, I'm to California.
Oh, man. I would... You know, I've been to California, though. There's too much traffic. Too many people. I don't like people. Is there like a really nice, warm place that I can go where like there isn't people or winter?
Seattle?
Northern California.
Charleston, South Carolina.
There you go.
Oh, you can move to Miami.
Drunk on that one. Drunk. Voice of reason again.
Fort Lauderdale. New Orleans. See you in hell, faggots.
Yes!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier.
Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!